Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good day. This is, yes, another day of creation, a day in which I have never seen before, a day in which I have the opportunity to create in this space and time, whatever I want to create or need to be created. Oh, my goodness. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. You can always reach me at my website, Sankofa Infinity Ministry. It is ever-evolving, so please bear with me. And Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. You can reach me on yeah, I'm tongue-tied. You can also reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. All right. I just want to give a shout-out to the ancestors and all the ascended masters and descended masters, as well as the elements of life inside and outside of me. I give reverence to the four corners of the earth. As well, I am so grateful. So, I woke up this morning. I really didn't know what we were going to come forth and talk about. And what I ran across is a quote from Abraham. Now, Abraham is a collective being that is being channeled by Esther Hicks. Some of you may be familiar with her, some of you may not. If you're not, please check her out. I enjoy her work, and I consider Abraham to be also one of my teachers. But in this quote, it says that in simple terms, if you are not happy with yourself or with your life, and the attractions of a partner, the attraction of a partner will only exaggerate the discord, because any action taken from a place of lack is always, always counterproductive. Sometimes things just hit home. They hit home. Because this is how we create our realities out of default. We simply feel like if we have this or that or a person, place, a thing or idea, that it will make us feel better. It will make our lives go a lot more smoother. And what happens is, even though you're saying this out of your mouth, your energy space, or the space in which you're animated from, coming from, the universe picks up on that vibration and that frequency. Therefore, it brings to you the very thing that you don't want, and it does become counterproductive. I find it absolutely amazing. And I have to laugh because it is so true. Now, and because of my laughter, I have to celebrate. And that's what you have to do sometimes. Sometimes when you find yourself in a place where you're asking yourself, damn, I've been here before. This is deja vu. Why am I going through this? If you can just stop, if you can just stop for a few seconds, gather yourself, and celebrate that moment. Celebrate it because you finally recognize and you are aware of the law of attraction. You are aware of that now. I mean, it just simplifies your life. So now when you begin to make decisions, you're very cautious. You're very mindful of the feelings that you have or what is in your energy space. Now, this I do understand. Understand that sometimes you are not aware of what is in your energy space until something comes into your life to mirror that. Now, in my previous shows, I did speak on mirroring. What happens when you don't see your own reflection? Well, what happens when you do see your own reflection? This is what happens when you do see your own reflection. In that moment in time, you have the opportunity to push reset your perception, change the vibe, the energy, space, your space, and go in a different direction. It's almost like, you know how you're riding a bicycle. You're going down the street, and all of a sudden, for some reason, the chain of the bicycle, it pops off. It pops off the wheel of the, whatever, the pedals. But for some reason, you keep moving on the bicycle. You can't get it to stop. And then the momentum of the bicycle, the speeding, to change back on to the pedal wheel. And there you are, back on the path. That is how I see it. That's how I perceive it to be. You got great momentum going down the street on your bicycle. You're enjoying the ride. And all of a sudden, the chain pops off because the energy, your energy changes. It shifts for some reason. It shifted because you are thinking from a place of lack. So the chain pops off. And as that bike keeps rolling, at this point it's rolling by itself. Because you can't, all you can do is enjoy the ride. It'll be over soon. But as you are continuing this ride, you're asking yourself all these questions. Where did I go wrong? What did I do? What happened? How did I feel? When did I feel? What did I feel? Should I have felt? This is what it is. And the minute you say, this is what it is, and you laugh, you celebrate that moment, that chain pops back on. And guess what? You're back on the path. You're back on the path of least resistance. And the ride continues to be a smooth ride. And there's no need for counterproductive activities. No need. So I'm so, I'm just absolutely, I am absolutely grateful that I came across this quote because that when I awakened this morning, I'm like, oh my God. What are we going to speak about? You haven't told me what we were going to speak about. And then on top of that, I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll just put the show on and allow the music to play. Maybe they can ponder about the music. But even thinking about the music, that's what I had to do. Now, my introduction is Layla Hathaway with Breathe. I had to breathe myself into this show. And I ask that you do the same thing when you find yourself in difficult situations and, you know, be it with person, place, or thing, breathe yourself into the space that you need to be in. I had to breathe myself into this space so that I can come forth and convey a message with a sense of clarity. And I'm just grateful. like I said, I can talk about this stuff all day, every day. It doesn't matter because this is who I am. And I love talking about who I am. I love talking about the essence, the non-physical aspect of who I am and what I've come forth to give the world, to heal the world, to save the world. You save the world by reducing time, giving them more time. Give the world more time. That's how you save the world. Give them more time. This is where they say, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. When they do that, they're giving you time. They're giving you time. You're giving time, things right, or to set the record straight, however it needs to be set. So that is my message today. Once again, if I have any callers who want to call in at this time, the number is 646-595-3646. Once again, the number is 646-595-3646. You can always leave me your feedback with Blog Talk Radio, or you can even go to my website, which is thankofinfinity.net, and leave me feedback there based on the services that I provide. This has been a wonderful day. It has been a wonderful day because I have already set the momentum in space and time for it to be just that. It can't be anything other than that because the momentum has already taken place. It has already lifted up. Not even lifted up, it has increased. The momentum has increased. So I challenge you today to be mindful of the way you think, feel, and act. Because at the end of the day, all these things, your thoughts, your feelings, and actions, it must be in alignment, in order for you to get the benefit from whatever is taking place, in order for it to be a win-win situation. Those three components must be in alignment. If one of alignment, surely the other ones are out of alignment. So go forth today with a feeling of thanksgiving, being grateful, celebrate where you are, make peace with the past. I don't care what it looks like. I do not care what it looks like. Because the universe is only concerned about the language in which it speaks, and that is peace. Peace, forgiveness, long suffering. The Bible talks about this, fruits of the Spirit. Matter of fact, it talks about the fruits of the world as well. So you have contrast as well as clarity there. So if you find yourself in a space of contrast, breathe yourself out of it and get into the middle way and begin to move towards the mind of wisdom so that you may be able to make peace with the past, bless the past, and celebrate your present, because the present is a gift. Another day, another opportunity to receive the goodness of all that is and all that will ever be. And with that word, I say go forth, go forth, go forth into the light. And if you need to get down into the darkness just to bring it about, so be it, because Without darkness, there can be no light, and without light, there can be no darkness. I say to you all, namaste, namaste, namaste.
Dream.